You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The pandemic has been great for all the online scammers out there. The people who have tried and succeeded at selling everything from miracle cures to fake COVID-19 tests to personal protective equipment. And now they are taking advantage of the rapid vaccine rollout, too. Recode's Rebecca Heilweil is here to take us into this weird world. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
So what sort of scams are we seeing?
We're seeing a whole collection of scams related to the vaccine rollout process. So one major category are kind of fake vaccine registration websites and emails that are trying to get your personal and financial information. And then there's this whole other category of people who are selling fake or counterfeit vaccine cards. So the CDC has produced these cards that tell you what dose you got and what type of vaccine you received, and you're supposed to get them when you get the vaccine. Mm. But now people are selling fakes. So, you know, when I first came across this, I was like, why would you want a fake vaccine card if you didn't get vaccinated? I would just want to get vaccinated and get the real card. But it seems like, you know, there's a category of people who don't want to get vaccinated but want the privileges of vaccination. So they're thinking, oh, I'm going to need to show this card to do a bunch of different things potentially when things start to reopen, whenever that happens.
Gotcha. Have people actually been paying for fake vaccines?
So there was this case in Washington where this one guy got arrested because he was selling fake vaccines for as much as $1,000.
Huh. Just to be clear, when we say vaccines, air quotes, these are not real vaccines. So this is different than like a fake card. This is actually getting a non-vaccine vaccine.
So the way the case was described is that it was an unknown substance. So okay. There are people who do not know what they were injected with, who shelled out a lot of money for this. And, you know, even if you go on social media, if you look hard enough, you can find people trying to sell vaccines online. And, you know, the actual veracity of those vaccines is unclear. But, you know, there's some shady stuff going on.
Okay, so we've got schemes where you get a fake vaccine card. We've got schemes where you get a fake vaccine. Tell me about something else that maybe I should be concerned about.
Yeah, so if and when you do get vaccinated and you do get one of these cards, people are saying don't post the card online because you have personal information on there. And that has a lot of info that people trying to steal your identity or scammers might want. If you are looking to get vaccinated and you get a link that kind of looks like a vaccine registration website, but it's asking you for money or it's asking about stuff that you're not so sure about, double check it's actually the right website, because there are a lot of fake websites out there that exist basically to take your personal information and to try to sell it or do other nefarious activities with it.
So a lot of this is playing out online, right?
Yeah.
And tell me, what are the tech platforms doing about this? What's Facebook? What's Twitter? What's YouTube doing about sort of these scamsters? I wonder if they feel they have any responsibility to weed this stuff out.
Yeah, so it's important to keep in mind that the vaccine scams are just the latest iteration of COVID-19 related scams. So these companies have been having to deal with people selling fake masks, fake COVID testing opportunities, all sorts of fake products since the beginning of the pandemic. So they've been trying to fight it and take it down. But, you know, like any content moderation question, there's always the stuff that slips through the cracks. So they say they're adjusting their strategies to catch all this stuff, but I was pretty easily able to find people selling fake vaccine cards on eBay, for instance. Yeah, so, stuff is going to fall through the cracks.
What can people do out there who are listening who do not want to get a fake vaccine card, a fake vaccine, or get their personal information stolen? Beyond common sense, tell me, what's the one best piece of advice you've got for not getting scammed right now?
One of the pieces of advice that I thought was really smart is don't rely on your phone. You know, take the extra 10 minutes. Don't be hurried. Don't let someone who's calling you or emailing you make you feel really stressed out and make you feel like, oh, I have to give my personal information now to secure an appointment or secure a vaccine. Take the 10 minutes to actually verify that the URL you're looking at is right. Go on a desktop, do some sort of quick double checks on Google. Don't let your urgency, you know, overcome common sense.
That's good advice in a lot of arenas. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You can read more of Rebecca's work at recode.net.